Remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an unprecedented $2.2 trillion economic rescue package into law after swift and near unanimous action by Congress this week. This package will support business rush resources to overburdened health care providers and help struggling families during the deepened coronavirus epidemic. As he signed the bill Friday, Mr. Trump declared it will deliver urgently needed relief. He thanked members of both parties for putting Americans first. The House passed the legislation earlier Friday by voice vote. The legislation will speed government payments of about $1,200 to most Americans and increase jobless benefits for millions of people thrown out of work. Businesses, big and small, will get loans, grants, and tax breaks. President Trump has taken a round of steps to expand the federal government's role in helping produce critically needed supplies to fight the coronavirus pandemic after desperate pleas from the nation's governors. Yet he also rejected any criticism for the federal government's response to a ballooning public health crisis that a month ago he predicted would be over by now. Trump on Friday signed an order aimed at compelling General Motors to prioritize the production of ventilators under the Defense Production Act. Yet he also sent an ominous message to state leaders, warning, if they don't treat you right, I don't call. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has, in fact, tested positive for the new coronavirus. In a video posted on his Twitter account, Johnson said that he had developed a temperature and a persistent cough over the last 24 hours and is now self-isolating at home. He added that he is planning to continue to lead the government's response to the outbreak via video conference. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. America's coronavirus infections have surged to the most in the world, reaching 104,000 cases and counting on Friday, with New York still the worst hit in the country. Troubling new outbreaks are bubbling in other cities, including Chicago, Detroit, and New Orleans, which is rushing to build a makeshift hospital in its convention center. Still, states are pulling back the welcome mat for travelers from New York area, which is the epicenter of the country's coronavirus outbreak. Some say at least one state's measures are unconstitutional. Governors in Texas, Florida, Maryland, and South Carolina this week ordered people arriving from the New York area, including New Jersey and Connecticut, and other virus hotspots to self-quarantine for at least 14 days upon arrival. Connecticut officials have also pleaded with New Yorkers and others from out of state to avoid visiting unless absolutely necessary. But in the most dramatic steps taken to date, Rhode Island State Police on Friday began pulling over drivers with New York plates so the National Guard officials can collect contact information and inform them of the mandatory 14-day quarantine. President Trump issued an order Friday that seeks to force General Motors to produce ventilators for coronavirus patients under the Defense Production Act. Mr. Trump said negotiations with General Motors had been productive, but the fight against the virus is too urgent to allow the give and take of the contracting process to continue to run its normal course. Trump, who had previously been reluctant to use the act to force businesses to contribute to the coronavirus fight, said GM was wasting time and that his actions will help ensure the quick production of ventilators that will help save American lives. A retired Venezuelan Army general indicted alongside Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has surrendered in Colombia and is being taken by Drug Enforcement Administration agents to New York for Raymond. That's according to four people familiar with the situation. Cliver Alcala has been an outspoken critic of Maduro for years, but he was charged Thursday with allegedly running with Maduro's Socialist Party boss, Diosdado Cabello, and another retired Army general in a narco-terrorist conspiracy that U.S. prosecutors say sent 250 metric tons of cocaine a year to the U.S. Four passengers have died aboard a cruise ship off the coast of Panama, with over 130 others suffering from influenza-like symptoms, at least two of whom have coronavirus. That's according to the vessel's operator. Holland America Line said that the MS Zandam, previously on a South American cruise, was seeking permission to transit the Panama Canal and make its way to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Happy weekend. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington. This is the first of several editions of the show that's being produced in the midst of our world's coronavirus pandemic. A few things are different. The main one being I'm recording from my portable home studio, still in Washington, D.C., but not at Voice of America headquarters. That means no live guests, no Kwame Ofori joining me for Song of the Week, but I've still got a great show for you. We're going to get through this together, people, and the music will help keep our spirits up. So here's what's inside today. A great lineup of current Afro beats, reggae dance hall, and Afro soul, classic Mande and Moroccan live band music, Angolan Kizomba, and old school African Rumba. Song of the Week is No Bad Vibes by up-and-coming Afro-pop artist Rock Cash from Liberia. And I've got two features for you. One from Mali about singer-songwriter Rokia Traore, currently in prison in France over a child custody dispute. Bram Posthumus brings us the latest on that from Bamako. And the other, on a much lighter note, from Nairobi, about former Olympic swimmer turned rapper, and it must be said, also a white, blue-eyed Kenyan, Jason Dumford, a.k.a. Samaki Nku. Bill Odidi brings us this feature. And finally, mixed in among all of these great songs and features, I've got COVID-19 news as it regards some of your favorite African artists. Canceled tours, sicknesses, postponed events. I'll get you informed about what's happening in the African music industry worldwide. Okay? So sit back, everybody, relax, and enjoy the show. We start out in Togo with the amazing award-winning singer Almok. This is Saka Saka, or Mix Them Up, her newest single. She sings, you know, there are people out there who want to see you fail. But don't mind them. Just mix them up, confuse them, and you keep on doing your thing.
Oh, toi là-bas, toi qui veux pour moi que ça n'avance pas. Ah, eh, oh, toi là-bas, toi qui veux pour moi que je ne brille pas. Eh, oui, l'eau, oh, toi là-bas, pour la way, kaka, yolalika. Ah, eh, oh, toi là-bas, tout est mon Dieu divini pour toi. Saka, saka, eh, oui, l'eau, saka, saka. Oh, la way, kaka, saka, saka. Eh, la globe, saka, saka. Saka saka, hola we kaka saka saka, ela globo pe saka saka.
Saka, 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 saka
Yes, that was Almok from Togo with Saka Saka. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and you're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Now to Nigeria, here's Simi's latest single, Selense. Time is precious. Time's a gift. Every second. Use it well, oh.
Lola Getty Wago, Entrepreneur International, Bona Soso Sleep, Lola De Sleep. Chima no grio pusho, Ise na hangover, Na everyday I got a shayo.
Your time well, people. That was Simi with Selense. Hey, darlings, I'm Heather, Music Time in Africa, and broadcasting from my home studio in the heart of the United States capital city, Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C. And you know why. Coronavirus.
Hi, we are musicians, Noram Tsemadi. This is Music Time in Africa.
This next song is by Baseku Kouyaté, the leading Ngoni player from Mali. Ngoni is the traditional lute known throughout the Sahel and North Africa that has existed since 1352. Are you hearing this? 650 years old, this Ngoni instrument is. It's also called other names in other areas like the Halam or the Gimbri, even Sintir in North Africa. So anyway, Baseku's band called Ngoniba is his family. His wife sings, his children play other instruments. This is one of my favorite songs of his most recent album that features another famous Malian singer, songwriter, and guitarist, Habib Kouaté. The song is called Kanto Kelena, which translates as She Left Me Alone. You know, it's about a man whose lover has left him.
Kananeto kelena jarabi niene ton kelena njigina waru tilegana jarabi sumadani lui bolon jarabi ikanawa kaneto onoji Nejigiye, jigajigiye, babajiye, nejigiye, kanawa kanetu, nejigina waru, kanuwa lende.
So this is Canto Kelena, but coming back to the coronavirus pandemic and how it's affecting African musicians, Ba Seku and Ngoni Ba got hammered by it last week. They were in the middle of a big European tour and then everything just fell apart. Ba Seku told me the story on WhatsApp and he's speaking in French here, so I'll translate. So I start out by asking if he and his family are all okay.
Hey Anna, comment ça va? Tu vas bien? Donc je suis bien arrivé à la maison aujourd'hui.
Hi Anna, I'm fine. I arrived home safely. Everything is fine, but it was really difficult. They canceled 10 concerts. We were supposed to come on March 21st, but on the 20th, Royal Air Morocco canceled my return flights.
Ils ont cancellé complètement des vols Royal Maroc. Donc je suis obligé.
So I had to buy new tickets on Tunisia Air. But when we got to the airport, I see that Tunisia Air was also blocked. So I was really stuck at the airport, the Frankfurt airport in Germany. So I was obliged to again buy new tickets on Ethiopian Air, and that's how we got back to Bamako. But I lost a lot of money. Nobody helped us. I had to pay all of that money out of my own pocket. We lost all of the money that we were going to make on this tour. All of it. But we can't do anything, and we really can't blame anyone. So I had to dig deep and pay for the hotels, all the tickets, everything, just so we could make it home. All in all, the whole thing cost me about 50 to 60,000 euros. But thank God we are back safe in Bamako now.
Merci beaucoup, Hannah. Dieu merci.
Music time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen, then choose VOA Africa.
All right. Hey, guys. So we just heard from Ba Seku Kouyaté and his ordeal with COVID-19. Well, the multi-award-winning Ghanaian reggae dancehall artist Stoneboy also had big problems. I spoke to him earlier this week from Atlanta, Georgia, in the U.S., waiting for his flight home to Accra on Thursday. He said, "I've called off and postponed all my events and tours and headed back home." Man, well, I hope you made it back safe and sound, Stoneboy. Well, let's listen to one of his latest tracks. It's called African Party from his new album, the one he was promoting when he was supposed to be doing all of his tours in the U.S. on Loga Junction.
Oh my Kabameka, oh my Zaba, my lava. Atadaba, oh, dying Kaba, me say, oh my Kabameka, oh my Zaba, my lava. If I want job suya, my guy, I swear they count them dollar. Come out for them with the baller. African party, party, party. Party, party, party. African party, party, party. For my life, I go chillin'. African party, party, party. Party, 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 party.
Everybody knows how we call it shot, man, a big damn ball. See my phone, need a ring, give me the
Yeah, that was Stone Boy with African Party, a track off his new album on Loga Junction. This is Heather Maxwell. I hope you're doing well and enjoying your weekend. Despite the coronavirus pandemic that is terrorizing the whole world, we're doing okay here too, but, you know, all trying to self-quarantine and work remotely. I'm actually broadcasting right now from my home studio, but I'm so happy we're all still together doing this thing called Music Time in Africa.
Hello, world. My name is Wiala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell. Keep it locked. Rawr!
Now we're going to slow things down. This next song is from South African singer-songwriter Amanda Benedicta Anthony, popularly known as Amanda Black. It's called Dizele Wena. I'm here for you. Now, Black first achieved recognition in 2016 following the release of her single, Amazulu, and then the debut album by the same name, which was certified platinum only 3 weeks after its release. Whew. This song, Dizele Wena, comes off her second album, Power, released October 26th.
Sometimes it's push and pull, but I never want to lose you. I don't. Oh, baby. Detained when I wait, and though it's not always easy, just know I love you. I really do. Dingo wako and all I want you to know. Dizele wena. Dizele wena. Dizele wena. Oh, oh. Dizele wena.
Hey, that was Ndizele Wena by Amanda Black. Hey, everybody, I'm Heather Maxwell. I've got two more tunes for you before we get to Song of the Week. And then more awesome music from Uganda, DRC, and Morocco, plus two features. One, how Malian singer-songwriter Rokia Traore has wound up incarcerated in Belgium. And two, Olympian swimmer gone rapper in Kenya with a Mexican twist. Okay, back to right now. Here is a fresh new sound out of Montreal. This is Daka Dambele with the title track of his debut album, just released March 13th, Petit Bateau. Daka is originally from Côte d'Ivoire and Mali. He sings in French Njula about illegal immigration, and he calls on African youths to refuse to board those makeshift boats, risking their lives in order to reach the West. I spoke with Daka earlier this week, who is also frustrated by the coronavirus outbreak because he had to cancel his album release concert.
Whoa,
That was Daka Dambele with Petit Bateau, or Little Boat. The album is brand new and out on all platforms. His release concert in Montreal is postponed until further notice due to the you-know-what.
Ugh. It's music time in Africa.
All right, time for a little classic kizomba. This is Etu Mudietu by singer Eduardo Paim out of Angola. Eduardo Paim from Angola. I'm Heather Maxwell. Now we turn to Liberia.
And this is the Song of the Week.
Yeah, so Song of the Week is No Bad Vibes by an artist on the rise in Monrovia. He reached out to me on Twitter in response to a call out that I made to artists who've been affected by the coronavirus. His name is Nelly Ahmed Sherif, a.k.a. Rock Cash. Here's what he wrote. Hey, sir, I'm an African artist from Liberia. I saw your post about being interrupted by coronavirus outbreak. I'd been down for a year as an upcoming artist. Then I released a new project on the 7th of this month, March. While in the process of promoting, the response to the project by the public was really positive until COVID-19 showed up in Monrovia, Liberia on Friday the 13th and put a stop to a lot of movement which has affected the promotion of my project. Okay, well, Rock Cash sent me a single, his project, and it's good. It's called No Bad Vibes. Let's take a listen.
Oh, lucky ball.
Yeah. Wati do lula neni le dikere. Wati do lula, I do things that make you cry.
True.
And I mean say your love not in my heart. I take the blame, baby, wipe your eyes. Gotta be nidinya ye jam fama. Neni le baby, no bad vibes. Neni oh, I can tell you bye bye. Baby, no bad vibes. Jarabini dinya ye jam fama. Nenile, baby, no bad vibes. Neni yo, I can tell you bye bye. Nenile, baby, no bad vibes. Dianye ni dukagere. Dianyo gola kasima.
Alright, so that was No Bad Vibes by Rakesh from Liberia, and that was... Okay, well, Kwame's not here to finish this out with me, but you all know it. Song of the Week! Hey, I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa, and I hope you're all enjoying the show so far. In case you're just tuning in, I'm broadcasting today from my home studio in Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C., because of the coronavirus. It has me and many of us in the nation's capital self-quarantining. Whether we have the virus or even symptoms of it or not, we are all social distancing. Now, let's catch up with reporter Bram Posthumus in Bamako and find out the latest on Rokia Traore's incarceration.
Hi, Heather and everyone at Music Time in Africa. This is a sad story, but also one that is full of defiance. Last week, Wednesday, Mali woke up to the shocking news that one of their national heroes, Rokia Traore, had been taken off a plane and into a French jail. Before we go into the details of this case, it's important to understand what she represents, especially for a generation of young Malian women growing up with her music. I spoke with Dia Sako, who is a passionate advocate of Malian culture. Here's what she has to say.
Maria. Mes liens avec Rokia Traoré, c'est, on va dire que c'est des liens.
Dia says many of her songs are related to key moments in her life. She says she was very young and her parents were having arguments. Then Rokia released Muneisa, which talks about exactly that. Dia says she played that song over and over again and was consoled. The same happened when her father passed away. Dia listened to Mariama, a song that deals with death. You're listening to it now. This is true for so many women of her generation. Rokia, says Dia, is us. She is that independent woman who tells young people to take charge of their destiny. Her destiny cannot possibly be to sit in a cell somewhere in Europe.
En 2014, encore 5 500 000 personnes ont fui leur maison.
Reactions to Rokia's imprisonment were swift. In Mali, Belgium and in France, support movements started. A petition attracted 30,000 signatures in less than a week. Boubacar Boku manages Rokia's cultural space called La Passerelle. He told me how they went about it.
Notre réaction d'abord c'était de comprendre parce que vous savez quand vous recevez comme ça.
Boubacar explains how he first wanted to know what the problem was. He called one of the family lawyers and heard about the accusations of child abduction leveled against her. This, he assured me, is false. He personally saw Rokia's former partner coming into Bamako to see their child frequently. And what's more, Rokia paid for his ticket.
Oula, c'est une maestro, attention.
Yoann Le Ferrand is a French musician, composer and arranger. He worked with Rokia in Bamako and remembers her as a perfectionist. She'd keep a mental record of whatever musical project she was working on and would demand nothing but the very best from her musicians. Academics, journalists, activists, football stars, musicians. There has been a great outpouring of support for one of Mali's greatest stars. And this voice you are hearing belongs to Razma, another rising star, this time from Burkina Faso. She wrote a song in support of her idol.
Ça veut dire que ton yoni c'est Rokia Traoré. Ça veut dire que ton yoni c'est l'injustice.
Razma explains that she is decrying the injustice that's put Rokia in a French jail. It's not just that she needs to have justice, it's larger than that. The world needs Rokia because she stands for peace, unity and equality. Yoann Le Ferrand finds it extremely sad that these wars happened between two former lovers. He adds that Rokia's story stands for many, where a European and an African partner fight over children. The African side almost always loses. Even when there are grave accusations leveled against the European side, as is the case here too. Will Rokia's case get a fair hearing? This song is called Neso, which means at my home. And that's where Malians want to see their Rokia, at home, united with her child. To fortify her case, she started a hunger strike more than a week ago. An extradition hearing is planned for Wednesday, March the 25th. Mali is holding its breath.
Tant d'espoir. Tant d'espoir.
Thank you, Bram Posthumus. The Afrigo Band is the longest-lasting musical group in the history of Uganda. It has existed for 45 years. I just love their sound. Even though the band has rotating members, they just always maintain a great sound. Here's one of my favorite cuts from their 2015 album, Alina Ochalina.
Alina Ochalina. Uliarina uchalina, alina uchalina, mama uliarina uchana kwati. Alina uchalina, uliarina uchalina, alina uchalina, mama uliarina uchana kwati.
Zeni na echana change,
Jakabi chochi matira. Jabula bechana change mama buliali na echana kwate. Wade kono mujerega. Zemanyi mwe ya kalira. Wabula bedudu wange mama buliali na echana kwate. Amazima eno galina. Gigale tomu kwa nukwe. Bulia mulaba mwekoba mama buliali na echana kwate. Zemufanze no fira ho. Bulia mukwata kayo ya kufa. Zemufanze no fira ho mama buliali na echana kwate. Kabalumeva fesalwa, tuzale byana byaffe mama bulya chike singa chike. We wa bosi biba saze, abagalo kunsuza. Tugendo tulendeko mama nenjala naye nomanyo.
Yeah, and that was Afrigo Band from Uganda with Alinao Chalina. Hey, darling listeners, this is Heather Maxwell. And before hooking up with Bill Odidi in Nairobi for his feature interview with Samaki Mkuu, which means the big fish, I want us to listen to this beautiful, touching ballad by Congolese singer Lokua Kanza and featuring Fali Ipupa. This song needs to be received by the heart, people. Lokua sings first, and he says, when you're alive, when you're in your prime, tell your family you love them before they leave this earth. Tell people you appreciate them. Show them you love them. Don't wait until the moment they're near death to roll out your riches. Don't wait till they're suffering to show them you love them. Then folly comes in. When they're alive, show them how much you love them and how much you treasure them. Those who depend on you, tell them, I love you. Don't wait until they die to roll out your gold on their tombs. That's why you should tell them today, I love you. Family, I love you. Now's the time to prove it. Don't wait till they're in heaven. Don't wait till they disappear in hell. Tell them now, I love you, family. I love you.
Tangu zana bomo Tangu makashi zana nzoto Yebisa famito linga kabangu Iboso bawa Yebisa boyo yo kumisakae Kisalu lango na yo Koze la te iba kufao Simo ya kutanda musolo Kose la teba kumana bokono La kisalo lango na yo Oh, oh, oh
Yo, 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 yo
Yeah, 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 yeah
Yo, 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 yo
Tango za na bomo La kisabango motindo kani Yo linga kabango Yo lila kamutema Bao yo bete la katolo Yebisa bango boye
Jimukunda ngabi kolame
Oh
Nakupenda Mume zolange Fami malingi bino
Mukulanga
Yo 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 yo
Koze la teba koma na bokono Pola kisalo lango na yo Kose la teba awa Sima otanda wolo na lilita Yango wana lelo
Yebisa bango boye Jimukunda ngabi kolame
Oh yo ye ye
Minanga kasyoto
hengini
Mume zolange Fami nalingi bino Jimukunda ngabi kolame
Mentibe
Tangwango yo yakula kisalo lango
kozela te bakende na paradiso kozela te babunga na lifelo tango za na bomoilakisa yebisa lolango na yo
yebisa bango
Aye, ye, Zolange, Fani, Nagino, oh,
oh,
oh, oh, oh,
oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh,
oh, oh,
oh,
oh, oh, oh,
oh,
oh, oh, oh,
And that was Fami, Family, by Lokua Kanza, featuring Fally Ipupa. All right, so now let's go to Nairobi and learn about this big fish rapper, Jason Dunford, and his music that's got a Mexican twist. Bill Odidi reports.
Warm greetings from Nairobi, Kenya. Thank you so much, Heather Maxwell. I'm Bill Odidi, and today I'm treating you to some fun vibes from this part of the world on Music Time in Africa. The music you're listening to is from the debut album by a Kenyan artist known as Jason Dunford. He's a former Olympian swimmer who's also a journalist and is now a rapper. His stage name is Samaki Mkuu, which translated from the Kiswahili language means the big fish, obviously a reference to his swimming skills. He performs his music alongside a Mexican based here in Kenya called Romantico. But how did the two of them meet?
So I had done my studies. I completed my graduate degree in California, where I had gone to do my training and got a swimming scholarship there during my swimming days to that university based on performance. I stayed on to work in the corporate world. We kind of got into the reggaeton music culture of California because, you know, there's a lot of influences from Latin America in that part of the world. When I came back home, because we were starting my business, I was, coming with to work as a journalist. I heard him on the radio, and I was like, this is crazy. Reggaeton being combined with genge. So this is the sounds of my youth now with the sounds of Latin America. And it struck me that this was something unique. I don't think anyone had ever done it before. So I thought of it from a perspective of a journalist. What an interesting story about how did this even happen, right? And, you know, I thought the song was pretty cool. It was pretty good, you know, that reggaeton. It had that reggaeton feel, that genge coming in as well. So I was like, wow, it's good, not bad. I guess that's why some radio stations had picked up on it. And then when I met him and he just like, straight in the moment, was like, do you want to do a song with me? And I was like, well, it's kind of a cool reggaeton beat. Why not? Let's give it a go. Let's meet at the weekend. I'm working right now, but, and took the project forward from there.
Tuka darasani kabla mitihani Tusake limu ya thamani Jibu maswali ya hivi sasa Nifanya bidi ili niende mbali
There's a song I did with a journalist colleague of mine, Peter Mwangangi. It's a song called Tabasamu, and it features Sheba Marie, who was a lady who, American, but was in Kenya working in education. She's subsequently gone back to Los Angeles. Peter and myself had conceptualized this when we were on location, because he told me he had been a singer, and he showed me a demo that he had done in college, this song, Tabasamu. I said, why don't I put a rap on it, and we do a collaboration? And then Sheba came into the mix because I was connected with her, and so came Tabasamu.
My number one.
That's a sweet song by Jason Danford, also known as Samaki Mkuu, the Big Fish. It's called Tabasam, featuring Peter Mwangangi and Sheba Marie. And it's on that note that I must leave you for now. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Odidi, and I'm handing you right back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
And thank you, Bill Odidi. Well, we've got time for one more tune. So here's the most recent single from the Moroccan live band from Takounit, Dara Tribes. This young rising group, whom I've met twice in Morocco, and they're all just lovely, talented, smart, great guys, were also touched by the coronavirus. They had July and August tours scheduled for Spain, France, and Italy. Well, now it's all put on hold indefinitely. Enjoy this refreshing sound, though, by Dara Tribes, called Lud.
الجود و
That was Dara Tribes from Morocco. And it is time to say goodbye for this week. Thanks so much for tuning in. Also, a big thanks to the artists who responded to my tweets about African music and the coronavirus, and to Basiku Kuyate and Stone Boy for reaching out. And also thanks to Bram Posthumus and Bill Odidi for their outstanding journalistic contributions from Mali and Kenya. To all of you, please take care of yourselves. And if the coronavirus comes to your area, take it seriously and protect yourselves, please. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09.05 Universal Time and Saturdays and Sundays at 09.05, 1505, 2005, and 2205 Universal Time. Finally, you know you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay healthy and stay beautiful.
This is VOA News.